discuss the direction we felt like going tonight with Pastor Joel, and he seemed, you know, I called him on the way here, wasn't it? Or I guess he called me, and I wasn't expecting to get a talk to him, but I'm glad he called. We had a good talk. Amen. I'm glad that distance is something that can't separate saints of God. Amen. It's something that is only a minor complication. The same spirit, amen, is over that down there in Myrtle Beach as it is up here. And I praise the Lord for that, that He's wherever we go, and we can take Him with us, and He'll go with us all the way to the end of the world. Do you seem like about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the Lord began to ponder upon my heart about Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, where the Lord began to give the example of a perfect prayer, and maybe an example of us of how to pray. And I thought down through the years before Christ came, there would be men that would come, and the forerunner of Christ, John the Baptist, came in the spirit of Elias, and I thought that his disciples actually asked him how to pray, and how that these leaders, folks would ask their leader how to pray. Amen. Today I'm glad that we got a priest, made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, that can teach us tonight exactly how to pray. Amen. I seem like I don't really understand why that I've had this on my heart over the past few weeks, but I've been applying this to my life, Sister Dorothy, and I've found results. Amen. Of this prayer, I feel like preaching tonight on 7 points to a proper prayer. Amen. I thought, if you got your Bible, won't you go to Matthew chapter 6 and hear the Lord is in the process of giving a sermon on the mountain. And I hear in verse 6 of verse 9 of chapter 6 of St. Matthew, where the Lord said, I guess we'll start in verse 7, I guess here, said, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And that's as far as we'll go in the scripture there tonight. But feel like reiterating and focusing, zoning in on these verses of scripture here. A very important piece of the Word of God. I thought tonight we live in a day that we've needed prayer more than we've ever needed prayer in our whole lives. And we talked earlier tonight, we're living in a day, a perilous time, when folk are turning from God. And we've got backsliders that are out here and so bound in Satan's spider web. I don't even realize the condition they're in. And if there's ever a time for the church, I'll begin to pray like we've never.
position. But I believe tonight that Christ has laid out a prayer for me and you that's more than a petition. But it's a prayer out to the Son of God, out to the Father of glory, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. You know how blessed we are tonight, and that we can enter boldly before the throne of grace and talk to the Maker of the world. Application. Hey man, on the iPhones, they got a little app to get on there. They type in their sin, and it goes to the priest. Hey man, and the priest communicates a form. I'm standing here tonight. I'm saying, Christ.
Sermon tonight. Amen. I want to tell us of 7 points to a proper prayer. Who better to learn this from than the man whom you're praying through? Who better to learn from how to pray? You know, there's some movements that don't even teach how to pray. I've heard them that you need to pray. You need to pray.
Yeah, bro.
You better pray. What is praying?
Well, I hear them get up and they make all this banner go, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lord, Lord, come on.
Vain. I'm not saying that may not be vain. But if that is not a prayer from more than my lips, it's merely vain repetition.
Yeah.
As the heathen do. Okay. Oh God. I've heard them, I told them in the jail Sunday morning or afternoon. I've heard them get up and take their hand and say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Try to say it right proper like.
Amen. And quote something and just repeat something that they've been told. I'm telling you, folk, tonight, it's more than a repetition of what somebody said. It's just somebody pouring their heart out to a risen Savior. Saying, God, here I am. I know I'm worthless. I know I'm a sinner.
Jesus ain't from New York City. He's from glory land.
you preach. Amen. Have you ever said you need to pray, you need to pray, you need to pray and beat that other hand? What do you mean? What do you mean I need to pray? Oh God.
Come on, bro.
Oh God, the first thing he says when you pray, he was not vain repetitions. He was giving a little advice right off the get-go. Don't just repeat yourself and thank you, say, oh God, for an hour and thank you, prayed. Don't just repeat it over and over, but he said, and then he goes on down. And he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. In other words, I'm leaving you some pattern to go by here. I'm giving you an outline of how to pray. And he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the first sentence of the prayer that the Lord prayed. That's the first step of the 7 points of prayer. It's submission and worship unto the Savior. I'm saying when we pray tonight, it's God's will that we start that prayer out with worship, or lifting up the name of Jesus above all other names. He said, our Father which art in heaven, are recognizing where he is.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you, when the Lord began to deal with me with this, I found myself guilty in so many ranks. I started my prayers out, God help me, God help me, myself.
Come on, bro.
Guilty. I stand guilty tonight. In the house of the Lord, help me and help me and help me. Oh, me. Oh, me. I'm guilty, folks. But I'm saying here, first step is recognizing him for who he is. Step two of the proper prayer. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Second step to a proper prayer. Submitting ourselves unto the will of God.
Oh God.
Come on, brother.
Oh,
come on, brother. After we worshiped him and gave our hearts and said, Lord, thine, hear the glory of the all thy righteous name, and then submit myself unto his will, even Christ, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was praying, as a sweat dropped his great drops of blood, he prayed and said, Father, nevertheless thy will be done. Savior, I need to pray. I've been so guilty many times. I said, God, I need this and I need this. And here's your deadline. Oh, God. Real quick, not to give Jesus a December 31st deadline. He might be 4 months late. Oh, my time. But he'll be right on time. Say those words, but say that in your heart. Lord, thy will be done.
Every
other heart, you already know what you need of. You've already got it planned out, what you're going to ask for. I'm saying tonight, say thy will be done.
Yeah,
amen. Step two, submission to his will. I've learned that without that submission to his will, I'm heady. I'm high-minded. I've got my own plans. Yeah. I've got things figured all out in my mind of how this should be. That's why this is so important, that you say, thy will, and mean it. I've said it before and I didn't mean it. I've said it before and I really had it planned out my way and I want to speak to work out that way. But complete submission, step two. Step three, then verse 11. I love the way this reads here. One verse. said, give us this day. Two words there. Us and day. And daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. He said, I am the bread of life. He who eats of me shall never be hungry again. Oh God. But he said, give us this day our daily bread. How many of us tonight are guilty of looking out 3 months, 2 months, 2 weeks out ahead of us and saying, God, what am I going to do? Jesus today to give you what you need. There's enough of him right now to give you what you need today. Amen. Hallelujah. He said this, give us this day our daily bread. It didn't say give me this day my daily bread. In other words, in my petitions to God. Now we're in the petition section now. Worship. Lord, you are who you said you was, and I believe it. Submission. Thy will be done. Now I'm in my petition. Give. Give. My request. Give. Yeah. Give me this day my daily bread. No, that's not what he said. He said, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, he's saying, don't just pray for old number one. Don't just be self-centered and self-righteous. I'm the only one in the world. I'm the only one with pain. I'm the only one with hurt. No, don't just give me. Verse 12, and forgive us our debtors, our debts. Repentance. Lord, I'm not prayed enough. I believe we could all pray that prayer of repentance. Lord, I've not done enough. My anguish is not enough. My desire to get the lost saved is not enough. Why? Because I would have been up there all day knocking if it was. Lord, forgive me for not being the man I need to be. And if I have heard men say I'm the man I need to be. Amen. There ought to be miracle after miracle after power of following after a man that is the man he's supposed to be. Amen. I believe that I've got so much farther to go in Christ. Amen. But I've got to be able to give myself to him and submit myself to him. Oh God, but I'm saying tonight, forgive me, God, for not being the man that I need to be. And then the next step, after repentance, amen, is forgiveness. Amen. It said, as we forgive our debtors. Amen. That's probably the hardest part of this prayer. Amen. Well, I forgave them a long time ago. Have you ever confessed that forgiveness to the Father in glory? Amen. I've been trying to pray as the days go by. I've been thinking, and you know, if you're not careful and you never even know, you've got a feeling inside until you see him walk in the door. And when you see him walk in, it'll rise up again. And you'll realize that somewhere down inside, I
it. You that's got the pain, they're going on about their daily life, day by day. They don't even realize where you are in suffering, where you are. So my advice tonight, and Christ's advice, is to let it go and forgive that, amen.
Amen.
And for letting everything anybody's ever done to you, just let it go. Release it. This is all part of prayer. Think of crazy ass Jesus. He's the one who said it. Amen. Repentance and forgiveness. Well, I know he probably didn't mean to say that way. I'm just going to let that go. Now he's asking us to confess this with our mouth. Lord, I know Heather, and she didn't, by the way. Heather might have got short with me today. Lord, she's going through it all right now. I'm just going to let that go. Lord, I'm going to forgive her right now. Amen. Now the next step here, step 6, he said in verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know what this step is? It's a commitment to follow him. It's a commitment to follow the Savior.
Right, brother.
First words he said, amen. The first word he said, lead us. Amen. I want to say tonight that we need a commitment. That we're willing to follow this risen Savior wherever it goes. Amen. He needs a commitment from me and you as a church tonight. How to say, I'm going to commit to you. Oh, Lord, I've worshipped you. I've submitted myself to your will. I've gave you my request. I repented. I forgave. And now, God, I want to commit myself. I want to follow you. And trust you. Whatever you bring my way, I want to trust you. Except for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. He went right back into worshiping him. He started with worship and he ended with worship. For thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen. Not, Lord, give me power so I can do this and that and this and that, but Lord, thine is the power and glory. And you know what he said here? For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. He recognized the eternal power, the eternal being that Christ is, Christ was, and Christ is going to be forever and forever and on and on and on. He's going to be who he said he is. He's going to be the right hand of the Father until he stands up one day and he comes back to get the children of God. I'm saying we need to pray like this tonight. Worship him and recognize who he is. Submit to his will. Give your petition for yourself and your brother, but realize who that petition is and what that need is. He said, I am the bread of life. Many times I've requested a natural thing, but I believe tonight that he is all that we need. He is the supplier. He is the rain when we're thirsty. He is the sun when we're wet and cold. He is the comfort. He's a lily in the valley, the bright morning star, and a savior of the world. Amen. A lot of times we can ask for many things, but he is exactly what we need. I've been guilty many times of asking for such many, many different things. But at the end of the story, he was really all I needed to begin with. Amen. Tonight, I want to encourage us.
amen, to pray after this manner. As he preached on the Sermon on the Mount, I've done no justice to the Sermon on the Mount tonight. I've done no justice to that. Amen. But I feel like that he gave us some really good instructions here on how to pray and how to be and what to do and what to ask for when we pray. How to go about it and how to approach it. I've been guilty many times, amen, of asking for myself and being self-centered in my prayers. Being, you know, once I got done asking for myself, I was pretty much done. Or I would ask for myself for a long time, and I never really submitted to His will, had it all planned out. Never was any repentance or forgiveness. And there really was no commitment to follow His leadership. I wanted Him to follow me. Amen. I've been tired. I said, oh, Lord, I want to go over yonder. I want You to go with me. Not in them words, but in my way I acted, in the way I did, the way I prayed. Lord, I want to go over there. I want You to go with me. But I believe tonight He is the leader. He is the leader. And He has gave us a good example tonight of how to pray. And I want to encourage the church. Amen. That there's ever been a day and an hour to pray, it's right now. Me and my wife were talking on the way over. I've got a brother. She said she got an anguish in her heart today that she hadn't had in a while. And, you know, she began to think, do we really believe what we're preaching? You know, because what it is the reality of it is they're going to hell. Hell. It's a reality. It's not a pigment of somebody's imagination that somebody painted up to make people be afraid to come and submit to some kind of rules. It's a reality tonight. And I believe that if there's ever been a time that the church be the church, and the only way that we can be the church is submitting ourselves to this Savior.
That's right, brother.
And the only way we can submit ourselves to this Savior is to come in prayer the way that He instructed us to. The first step to getting an answer is to pray. And the first step to praying is praying the way He wants it prayed. Amen. You know, I've got a few employees there at work, and they know how to ask me something. They know how to get my old kids. They know, Jackson knows how to ask me a question to get what he wants out of me. Now, if I were to come to you as your father and say, now, if you ask this way, you ain't going to get nothing out of me and there's nothing going to happen for you. And I remember the way my dad was when I was a young man. Mama always told me, she said, now, if you want something out of him, you got to respect him. And me and Dad, a lot of times, we'd knock heads. We'd butt heads. She said, if you ever want anything out of your dad, you got to respect him. Amen. But I found out when I went out there and just asked Dad for something many times. Now, my father is no comparison to my Heavenly Father. But I go out there and he'd be working on a car or something, mowing grass. I said, Dad, can I go stay all night with Brandon? No. Can I have $20? No. No. Because he knew I was just coming out to ask. Get what I needed from him. After I got that, I was going to be on my merry way. I wasn't going to remember that. But I figured out how to get him. I would go out and I'd say, what are you doing? I can trick Dad, but you can't play with God. Because God can read us. God understands. He knows what our motives are. But Dad didn't know my motive. And I go, what are you doing? Well, I'm working on this truck. Need some help? Well, yeah. If you grab this wrench over here for me, grab that rag over there, and we'll come over here, we'll clean this off, and we'll start working on it. Well, I'd run over and I'd grab it, and I'd start working. You know, you can't get nothing out of God just by trying to work for Him, do stuff for Him. But when He sees that you earnestly want to serve Him, He's going to count you a child. Well, I'd go over and I'd work for Dad a while. I said, man, it sure is hot out here, ain't it? And he said, yeah. I said, I worked just long enough to where he couldn't figure it out. He probably had me figured out the whole time, really, though. No, truth be known. But I work a while, and I do just enough to get him. And I say, Dad, we can I go down Brandon's and swim? He said, well, you've helped me out here. Yeah, go on down there. Well, how about some money? We can go out and eat at her swim. Yeah, go ahead, son. But Dad realized that, you know, at first I took the time to come and be with him. I took the time to come and come in with him and be his boy, be his son. You know what God longs for more than anything else? To be with us. Because in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned, you know what it did? It put a separation between them and God. You know what? God has been hungry to get that back ever since. Brenda, he's...
Can you imagine me and Jackson being separated? And for hundreds and thousands of years, God has longed to be with His children.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because He loves us more than we could ever imagine that He loves us. And why? I don't know why. Why? How? Why does He love me after all of my failures, all of my pitfalls? And He knows who I really am inside. And He still loves me. And despite my sins and my wrongdoings, Clay, He loved me for who I was. And He longed how to be with me. Amen. He was separated because of my sins. It broke God's heart because He couldn't be with Adam and Eve anymore. That sin separated them. But Christ brought that back together. We accept Him. We come to Him. We come in unity with God. We come in unity with Him. Tonight, I want to encourage the church. I want to encourage every one of us. Let's pray. And I've tried this. You know, I should have known this for 100 years, or, you know, as long as I've lived, I should have known this. Amen. I should have been applying this to my prayer life. But I've been really trying to apply what He said to my prayer life, and not pattern after what, not just say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, will be done," but really saying, "Now, okay, now I want to worship You, Lord." And you know how you worship Him? You got to intend to do it. You don't accidentally worship Him. You don't worship Him out of habit.
Right.
You know, a lot of time we come to church and we sing and we play. But it's out of just a routine. We don't worship out of routine. We got to focus and intently worship the Son of God, the righteous Savior of the world. We got to intently that. And then we got to focus and intend on submitting ourselves to His will. And honestly, when we say that, we got to mean it. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Amen. Tonight I want to invite us to pray, all of us. Amen. I want to invite us to pray. I want to invite us to pray like we've never prayed before. If there's ever a time for the church to pray like we never prayed before, today is that day. If there's ever been an hour to reach like we've never reached before, today is that hour. Amen. Amen.